Fate has smiled upon you. Your listless wandering through the internet has fortuitously bore you to the IDTU bonus podcast zone. Take a moment to marvel at your good luck. Now prepare your auditory organs for a special episode of Idiots Discuss the Universe.
You are the most professional.
Yeah, I think immediately rocketed to number one as most professional.
You've got the cleanest track record so far for professionalism.
That's true.
Seriously, but it's very short into your career.
Yeah. I'm zero for true. Zero, so.
Right, which is not bad. There's a lot of possibility.
Is it still 100% if you're zero for zero?
You know what? I think so. I think it comes down to like a glass half full. Glass half empty.
No, I don't know. I think that's the empty set.
It's just empty.
You have no information in order to derive at.
Right.
Average.
So you have 100% of nothing
or zero.
Right.
100% of nothing is zero.
Right, but it's still 100%.
But it's still 100% of something, right?
Jesus Christ! All right. Okay.
Mental gymnastics.
Yeah. That's right. Millennial math.
Aaron and I were talking about millennial time on our way over here.
Yeah,
and,
no, you guys did really well.
Yeah,
I was really yeah, well. I feel good. I feel good about it.
We were riffing that as millennials, we don't acknowledge or recognize linear time. only circular, like cyclical
periods
cycles.
Of bloom and decay. I'm in my thriving phase.
Okay. Why? Okay. Do you do this like now? Like, what kind of cycles does this thrive and decay? Like, what are the length of these cycles? Is it just individual? I'm sure it is individual.
It varies.
Yes,
it's
absolutely.
Completely subjective.
Completely.
I could be decaying while I'm thriving.
In different categories, or just kind of a okay.
You have to think, but it's, you know, to talk about the length of something is to have a very sort of Gen X perspective.
Right, sure. Yeah, that's bringing the linear shit into it. Yeah.
So
I apologize.
So
you have to think about X. It's two lines.
Sorry. Yeah.
You know, the letter X is very linear.
Yeah. It's one of the coordinate lines, for Christ's sakes.
It's true. So,
yeah.
We're just trying to, you know, break you guys out of your linear lifestyle.
Your binary thinking.
Yeah. 7:30? What is 7:30? What is it really? Well, this is some good banter.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we're rolling.
Are we rolling?
We're rolling.
Should we light this candle?
Yeah. I mean, I think I'd say it's already been lit.
Well, we can. I always edit these parts out and save them. So, you know, we got lots of little.
We're warming up. Getting our mic time.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. Get it kind of warmed up a little bit.
Every level's good for everyone?
Yeah.
Everyone's great.
Yeah,
I feel good. Just making sure I'm a people pleaser.
Yes, you are. Shots fired. Shots across the bow.
What? That's you just agreed with me. That's not a shot.
I laughed. I didn't. I don't think that's a. I made a indignant.
You laugh
snort.
At you snorted a lot of things.
Yeah,
I don't usually. Do
I don't
that.
Think that designates
but
agreement.
Spenny, that's why there will be more people at your funeral than mine.
Oh.
For this very reason. Mm. Like,
because they're like, fuck, I kind of.
It's really all about
owe him.
It's all about who dies first. I hate to break it to you guys, but like, it's who dies first and who's healthy enough to make it to the funeral, because the funerals are like that reunion thing. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
it's a social
high school reunion.
Yeah, like the wedding. You know, you guys are going through wedding period of your life. Like, the funeral will be the next period where you're getting invited to weddings and your friends are getting married and, you know, you're traveling and doing all that. Funerals will be that next one.
Except wedding, here's a really funny thing about weddings in your 20s, is that you have to be like in a specific social circle where people have economic means and have their shit together marry people. We're like, Spenny and I, a wedding. Well, you've gone to
you've
cousins.
Gone to some weddings.
But yeah, but it's all my cousins. It's like they're like family. Yeah. They're not like my friends. Uh-huh. I don't have any friends who...
Get
married.
Yeah.
Huh. We're musicians, man. We're the garbage of the earth.
We're the dreck.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even if we do get married, we get
we're the barnacles on the hull of the Titanic crashing into the
yeah, the iceberg.
Iceberg.
Know? But,
yeah.
you know, they say
but that's an interesting analogy because the barnacles are the only people that aren't bothered by the Titanic sinking. You know, like they're just as good as they were when that fucker set
sail. That's right.
You know?
Right. At the bottom of the ocean, that's they're fine.
That's an interesting kind of workable analogy. Mm. Yeah.
I think it went
the post-apocalyptic wandering bards and minstrels.
Yes.
Going from town to town.
Oh, I fantasize about that some days.
I bet you do.
I really do.
Such a weird guy.
I do. I'm just like, if we just bartered and I could just like sing a tune for a night, a meal, and a cot. You know?
Yeah.
Sounds simple.
Then walk 30 miles to the next place.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
It could be a good. I see that being a pretty good.
Medieval bard.
Yeah, I think it would be a.
I think that was a harder row to hoe than you guys are making.
I don't know, though. I think the people who are actually like hoeing rows, I think
you could be like the.
You're hoeing rows.
I think
man.
There was like, you know, the Kanye minstrel that got in with like the good courts. And then there was like the dude that like danced on tables and people threw rocks at them.
Yes.
You know, like, that was like 85% of that.
I mean, yeah, it's still cutthroat. You know, it's still the music business.
Right. Yeah. It's
still the hand your fucking scrolls out, you know.
Medieval music business.
Yeah, the medieval music business.
Yeah, and then sometimes rather than pay you their bill, they just beat you near to death and throw you out the gate.
Right.
Into the moat.
It's going to be, we got a bright future.
Yeah.
You know, we got a real bright future.
We'll be fine.
It's consistency. You know, it's that blooming and waning thing that you guys were just talking about.
Oh, full circle.
It's always doing both.
We're thriving.
It's always doing both for musicians.
While we decay, thrive.
Yes.
Yeah. Thriving. Yeah. And the more successful you become, the more miserable you are.
I have noticed that.
Yeah.
Personally, with my vast amount of success,
right? Yeah, personally, and then probably also vicariously through like lyrics of rock albums.
No, yeah, it's more just me.
More just okay.
No, yeah, I have like interviews of like these people who are doing incredible things, and they're all just like, yeah, you know,
my life's hell.
Yeah, well, they don't say it. They don't go out and say it, but their tone is just very like,
yeah,
like you.
Oh, they hate every. You can tell they hate every minute of being alive. Yeah. But that's what makes art good. You know, you gotta fucking hate what
you gotta suffer.
You gotta hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once you're like I told you, you know, like the more miserable you are in the band, the more likely it is for success. And the more likely that success is gonna sustain that band and force that misery upon you.
The misery is a flame
that is how it works. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, that's how it works.
Whoa.
Yeah. Or something. Or there is
I don't
some
know
other
if that's plot. True.
There's some other
Idiots Discuss the Universe is recorded in the IDTU studios located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.